I'm your host, Eddie Schmidt, tonight filling in for Mike Murtha, who is on a way down in Arizona on assignment, having some fun, I think, but I bet he's listening tonight. This is WPCA 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin. This is live radio, folks. Mike, I hope you're listening. I've been with you the longest, and I'm just sitting here wondering what you got me into again this time. So sit back, and we hope we trigger some happy memories for everyone for the next 60 minutes. So hang on. Here we go. Everybody, hello. Here we are on a Thursday night in downtown Amory. This is Trigger Happy Memories, and I'm Eddie Schmidt filling in for Mike while he's away. So we've got a couple of extra special guests with us to help me out on this tonight. I'll settle down here in a little bit. I've got my son Ethan's going to help us out, and we've got a special guest, Chris Cruzy, is with us tonight. So.
Hello.
How are you doing, Chris?
Doing great.
Ethan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I remember the last time you were here, Ethan, we had all of them rattlenecks in here.
Yeah, that was a great time.
Yeah, I think we had five of us in this room, and like Bob Zonk says, this room wasn't made to do that, but we did it anyway, so. But we sure had fun doing that, and we've had so much fun every month when we come in and tape the live show on the last Thursday of every month. But so just wanted to say, so can't thank you enough, Chris, for stopping in and helping us out on the radio show here.
I take full advantage of anytime anyone's willing to put me on radio waves of any sort.
Well, this is, I think we got quite a few people listening tonight. So usually what we do first is with our guest, we usually ask them, what made you want to get into music, or what was your first original influence when you wanted to start playing?
I think my first memories of wanting to play guitar, I was a guitar player a long time before I was a singer. I remember my dad playing around the campfire. He always would play Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Oh,
and
okay.
I just loved that. And then the... I just thought that was so cool, and my dad always had a guitar around the house and stuff, and when we were really little, we weren't allowed to touch it, but we'd always sneak over there and strum the strings. And,
really?
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, my grandpa Schmidt had a fiddle in the stairway going upstairs, and I was pretty young, probably around six or something, but he would let me take it out, and I'd take it out. I didn't know how to bow it or anything, but I'd play it like a guitar, and...
Yeah.
He goes, well, I know where that's going when I don't need it anymore. So, but that's cool. And but, so your dad played guitar?
Yeah, he just played just cowboy chords around the campfire. He never sang in public. He should have. He can sing, but he won't ever. That was it. And my brother played drums, and we always had music going some way.
Okay. Well, would you like to sing us a song? As we're sitting here, as long as we're in town.
Yeah. What do you think we should start out with?
I want some Johnny Cash.
Some Johnny Cash? All right, we can do some Johnny Cash. All right, should I kick it off?
Sure.
Well, I hear that train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine. Stuck in Folsom Prison. In time, he's dragging on. Started together and we ended together.
That's great. And remember you saying at the show last weekend in Barron about talking about when you were younger, the way there's so much YouTube and so many more advantages for the guitar players now, but did you just pick up a lot of stuff yourself with the
Yeah, a lot of time. I mean, luckily my dad had a big collection of cassette tapes. And so I listened to all that, and a lot of it was like Hank Williams and Merle Haggard, but also AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Def Leppard, Poison, you know, kind of all over the place. That's why I'm such a jumbled mess on stage.
Well, I don't think I would say that.
Eclectic.
Eclectic. There you go.
So, yeah,
nice way of saying it.
Yeah, that was fun to go down last Saturday. We were at the afternoon show, but to watch the show and... Natalie, your fiddle player, and the whole group, and I told Ethan I forgot about how great of a drummer Zach is.
Yeah.
He is a monster.
Yeah, he is.
Even that opening song, and he's doing some of them rolls going through the toms, and I know, just shaking my head. It's
a couple
crazy.
Times in rehearsal, like, I get lost trying to count because he's doing so much, but he's always right on. But I get lost trying to count to what he's doing because there's so much, and it's so good. I just, sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm just going to wait till someone else hits it because I'm going to miss.
Yeah, so was it a good weekend for you last week?
Yeah, it was a blast. It was, you know, kicking it off. We had a long week. Ethan knows, we started rehearsals on Sunday, a week before the last show, and we rehearsed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday, Tuesday and Wednesday we loaded into the theater to do production rehearsals, like get the sound system all set up and lights and everything so we get used to it. And then we had to tear everything down Wednesday night because they had another show in the theater on Thursday.
Oh.
And then Thursday night after that other show was done, we went back in and set everything back up.
Yeah. Well, you guys did. I was lucky. I just showed up Friday.
Yeah, that's all right. And when I say that we did, I mean other people mostly did. But... yeah, but then it was just a blast, you know, Friday and then two shows Saturday and Sunday. It just kind of flew by.
Yeah, just walking in and with all your merchandise out there, and I thought, boy, this is, it's overwhelming, at least for me, just to walk in and see all the stuff that you got going. That's pretty cool. And all the people. And I think one of the neatest things is seeing all the younger kids and the little girls with their shirts and their hats turned backwards like yours. And it was just, it was quite a great show. So I remember the first time I think that Ethan's mom and I saw you, we went over to the VFW in Barron.
Was that the first night?
I think that was my first gig with you. I told them to come over because this guy's a really good singer and they might want to catch him.
That's funny. So that first show, that I'm very spur of the moment sometimes. Not always the best planner with things, but I'm getting better at it now because I have to. But like, for example, I needed a bass player that night. And I mean, what was it, 2 days before?
I think it was like Wednesday or Thursday. You sent me a message. Hey, you available to play bass for me this weekend?
Yeah.
And I was like, yep.
I mean, that was total off-the-cuff show. I mean, we didn't rehearse anything. I sent him a very vague list of songs. And
we played some of them from the list.
Yeah, a couple. But what I was so impressed with, Ethan just followed along, kept right up. It was cool. Yeah, he sang harmonies on a lot of the stuff, too.
Yeah, he's got a great ear, so.
Yep.
We're not proud of him or not.
Yeah, I wouldn't be either. I'm just kidding.
So, well, what do you think, Ethan? Would you want to sing a song for us?
Ooh. Sure. Do one by Eddie Rabbit?
Yeah.
Sure. Should I play guitar or this? Or?
Let's
I'll just play this.
Yeah.
I think we got the guitars covered.
We might.
Do you start it?
Sure.
Was here, they'd be going wild.
I think
that's usually a good one for the first set, gets the crowd dancing.
That's a great tune. Yeah. I think I played that with Stony Ridge back in 79 at the Hitchin' Rail.
Well, it was probably on the radio first, brand new then, huh?
Yeah, when it first came out. Yeah, that was
crazy. With
my guys. So I'm sure you get a million questions, but I was wondering, how many months were you tied up with the show last year?
It was the better part of 6 months.
Man.
Yep. 6 months in a place that there's so many people and I couldn't tell you why.
that's a neat perspective, yeah.
I mean, LA I think would be a blast to visit, but after a couple days I was ready to get out. It's just, there's so many people and it's a completely different life. You know, there was one time I was walking to like a coffee shop or something right up the road from the hotel, and I met, like, someone was walking down the same sidewalk as I was, and I made eye contact with them. I said, "Hi, how's it going?" And they looked at me like I was an absolute crazy person for why would you even acknowledge me? Why would you speak to me? And I was just like, I guess people don't say hi to each other out here. And that's weird. In my opinion, that's weird.
That's too bad, yeah.
Yeah.
So that had to be quite an experience, all the stuff to go through that. And
it was.
Remember you talking about on the show last week and wondering if you were nervous at all. And But just like when you did that, the one that you did on the show where you just played the guitar by yourself and singing that song, it was just beautiful. So
appreciate that. Yeah, it turned out well. That was terrifying. Well, especially because it was the knockout round, so you go head to head with another contestant, you know, and you sit on the stage while they're performing, and they sit on the stage while you're performing, and the guy I was going against did Whipping Post by the Allman Brothers. Just this huge rocking song, and then I come out there and sing this tender acoustic country song, and I'm just like, well, one of these is gonna smoke the other one, I think.
That had to be quite an experience. Would you like to sing us another song?
Sure. Why don't we do an old Hank Williams song, huh?
Sure.
Should we do Jambalaya on the Bayou? Key of C. Ready? Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me on my own. Me gotta go. Pull the pier up down the bayou. My Yvonne, sweetest one. Big fun on the bow. Jambalaya and a crawfish pie, I feel it gone. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama share a meal. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar and be gay. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bow. A tippy door, Fontaine, old places buzz. Kinfolk come to see fun by the dozen. Dress in style, go hog wild, me on my own. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bow. A jambalaya and a crawfish pie, a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama share a meal. A big guitar, do a fruit jar. son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bow.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard fingers go that fast. Man, that's great.
That's a fun one. I don't know what the heck it's about, but it's a fun one. It's Cajun talk, I think, right?
Yep. Something about that jambalaya. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be one heck of a good time, it sounds like.
I was thinking about stuff to ask you, too. Do you have a favorite guitar that, with all your different guitars that you got? No, that's a neat Gibson.
This is my favorite one right here that I'm playing. It's a 59 Gibson LGO. It was like a mid-level student, like adult student guitar back in the 50s. And, yeah, somehow this one survived all the years, and I found it at a little shop in Eau Claire called Pedals Music.
Oh, okay, so that was, okay,
year and a half ago, 2 years ago, maybe? Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, I just love it. I've always liked old guitars, and then I'm not going to lie. I mean, I also like the fact that it says Gibson on the headstock.
Yeah, with some of the older Gibsons, the way it's... I think even some of the old mandolins, doesn't it say the Gibson on it? Or
yeah, I don't know. This one just says Gibson, but yep. maybe back in the 30s and 40s when they were.
I think there was a four-string tenor banjo player that played at our church one time, and he had a beautiful old Gibson, and I think that was way back from the 20s or something where it said the Gibson on it or something, but I don't know. As long as it says Gibson, that makes it pretty nice.
Just imagine all the people who had them back then and didn't understand what they were going to become.
Right.
You know, yeah. And they probably just maybe didn't get taken care of, or they got given away or sold dirt cheap. And now I was at, what's it called, Dave's Guitar Shop in La Crosse.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And they had a 1920-something Gibson acoustic guitar. It was like $185,000. I'm not even gonna play that one. I'm gonna look at it from a distance.
I remember that one time when we came to see you at the VFW. I think that was the first time we saw you.
Yeah.
Did you have that? You were playing some type of a slide guitar.
Oh yeah.
Do you still do that at all?
Once in a while, not a whole lot. It's just it's an old, like a early '90s Johnson resonator. It's not meant to be played with a slide. It's actually just a round neck regular guitar, a resonator. Okay. But the guy I got it from cut a piece of a paint stick and put it in the bridge so the strings are like half an inch above the fretboard, and I just open tune it and play it with a slide. I'm a hack with a slide, but it's fun.
Oh, that sounded neat that night when I just remembered you doing that. So when we were at the show last weekend, too, I was thinking about stuff that I was so impressed with for being a younger group. But the harmonies that between you and Natalie and Ethan and whoever all was singing, there was a lot of nice three-part harmony going on, and that was really, I sure appreciated it. So
yeah, I do too. I can't take any credit for that because Ethan and Natalie are both like killer harmony singers, and it just, in my world, it just happens because they just do it, but they've honed that skill, you know?
Yeah, it's funny how... It comes easier for some and stuff.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Well, I thought we ran through a song before we got on the air, a little instrumental by Hank Williams that I'll do for you on the steel here, one called There'll Be No Teardrops Tonight. And I know when I play with Darlene and Kenny and that group that Kenny Nelson sure always liked this song. So we'll do this one for Kenny here tonight.
All right.
Kia Charlie. One,
all right.
Two. Thank you.
Once again, if there was a crowd here, man, they'd be
crazy. And the crowd went wild.
They forgot to invite 100 people.
Well, this is 93.1 WPCA in downtown Amory. Live radio, folks, here on a Thursday night. Once a month where we come in the last Thursday and tape this live like this. So it is what it is, but we sure have a good time. And Mike and I sure have had a great time with all the people that we've, friends and all the folks we've got to meet and bring in here to do this. So it's been kind of a fun thing that Mike's idea when he first, I think Bob was advertising, he was looking for volunteers or something. Didn't Mike come and talk to you and say, I got this idea about a show. Maybe we could come in and talk and play a little bit live. And Bob says, well, you want to do it every week? No, we can't quite do it every week. We decided to do it once a month. So that was over 2 years ago. So Mike had a good idea there. So
yeah. You mentioned taping. Are we actually recording the tape right now?
Yep.
We are.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. No one does that anymore. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, so besides the folks that can listen live on from the website and whatever and hear us, and then we tape it, and then they replay it on different Thursdays from here and there. And I think Luann said, I think they're going to rebroadcast this, to what we're doing tonight, again next Thursday night. Yep, so from 7 to 8. So.
Cool. Well, hopefully it's not real bad. Then people have to sit through it again.
I'm not going to listen to that again. No.
I'm going to avoid that.
Oh, I bet there'll be folks that want to do that. So, a couple of weeks ago, I had the chance that we went to Mexico on a trip and got to actually play music in Mexico with Denny and Pam Armstrong. Go down there for a couple of months every winter. And he was asking me for quite a few years, said, Ed, you got to come down. He plays every weekend with a band down there.
Oh, cool.
So I took my little Les Paul Pee-wee and I made that into a lap steel. But he had a couple of younger Mexican guys that play in the band, and one could speak English and the other one couldn't. But to get up there and you start playing with them, you can't talk, but they would turn around and smile, and you knew that things were going okay. And the guitar player, great guitar player, sang real high. It was the first time I ever did the song Highway to H-E-double-L.
Oh, yeah.
But it's funny, and I said, how many nights a week do you work down there? And he said, through the busy season, which is 4 or 5 months when a lot of the folks are coming down, he's working 9 jobs a week.
Oh, my.
And then I found out he's a divorce lawyer down there.
Oh, jeez.
So I think the kid was...
I think he's double dipping a little bit there.
Gabriel's kind of busy, so
he's a divorce lawyer. But then he's like, "Hey, you know, you've been stressed out. You should come here and show."
But yeah, they work all over.
Were they playing those huge jumbo acoustic guitars at all?
No, he was. Gabriel was playing a Paul Reed Smith.
Oh, nice!
And they had one Vox amp and one Fender amp, and
oh, cool.
They had an amp that I borrowed just to run my thing through, and it was a lot of fun just to get to down there and play that. We did a street dance on Friday night, and I played with Shady Grove was down there too we did this street dance. And he knew this bass player that was down there, and he had a small little bass guitar. I don't know if you guys have heard of them, but they're called Journey.
Oh.
And it was almost like a 3/4 size, but it was a travel bass that the neck unbolts and
he
can fold it up. But then it had a hole up in the top like some of those different acoustics.
Like a McPherson or something?
Yeah, and it was all made out of composite.
Oh.
So, carbon fiber?
Yeah, carbon.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, those are sweet. And they like never go out of tune either. Yeah.
So he was still tuned.
Was he?
Yeah. But that was a lot of fun to meet some people and get to actually play music down in Mexico.
Yeah, that's really cool.
But enough of me, John, over here. Why don't you sing us another song if you want to, Chris?
Sure. Let's see. Why don't we do...
Get that 2 more bottles of wine?
Yeah, let's do 2 more bottles of wine. Should we do this Delbert McClinton style or Martina McBride style here?
You can surprise us, whatever you want to do.
Let's do Martina for this one, all right?
All right.
kiss you left me sure turned my head around. Seemed like overnight she just up and put me down. Ain't gonna let it bother me today, 'cause I've been working and I'm too tired anyway. And it's alright, 'cause midnight and I get two more bottles of wine. Well, I'm 1,600 miles from the people I know. I've been doing all I can, but opportunity sure comes slow. I thought I'd be a big star by today. I've been sleeping in a warehouse in West LA. But it's alright, 'cause it's midnight and I got two more bottles of wine.
Were you recording? Are you recording locally? Are you going down to Nashville? Or where do you, like your new CD that just came out? Where did you do that at?
A combo of both. Some of it I actually recorded right in my house. And some of it in Minneapolis. Ethan came and played. Did you play on two?
Zach Bradford and I played on, we played on If It Hadn't Been For Love.
Okay. Yeah, so they went to Minneapolis and did that. And so we did some of it in Minneapolis, some at home, and then some of it in Nashville. Yep, so kind of all over the place, just piled it together. Well, the crazy thing with, like, recording now is you can email files back and forth. So I can record a vocal at home and send it to Nashville, and they can put it in the mix. And so, I mean, that comes in handy.
That's not fair.
No, I know. And so If It Hadn't Been For Love, I did the original was just acoustic and vocal. And so I had acoustic and vocal, and then I was like, man, a fiddle solo would be cool on here. So I emailed it to Natalie, and she took that and put a fiddle solo on it and sent it back to me. And, yeah, it just you can kind of just put everything together as you go.
Gee, that's... And recording nowadays is... The stuff that I've done is still so much different than when you did it before, and you were just listening and doing the thing, and now when... If I go in to add steel on stuff and you're sitting there looking at the computer and watching how wide your files are and making sure you got enough, it's kind of a different deal nowadays.
It's definitely a different deal. Yeah, I think you can still, there's still ways to do it, like more old style but with new technology and some of that, if you get too hung up on watching the computer screen,
right,
it's like it loses feel and... I don't know. I like old recordings better than new recordings, I think.
There are still a lot of artists who kind of take pride in going straight to tape instead of going into Pro Tools and
playing Zach,
with everything.
Zach Brown Band did a 5-song EP called The Grohl Sessions.
Yep.
And Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters produced it, and it was completely analog. And I read an article online that said, like, Dave Grohl was in charge of that session, and he said, if I even see a smartphone inside this studio, you're fired. Like, there was no computers ever allowed in that. I mean, the only time it ever got computerized was after it was mastered and everything so that they could put it on iTunes and whatnot.
Yeah, it's... It's just such a neat deal the way they have the way that you do those things nowadays. So,
yeah.
So I bet you got a busy summer coming up. Lots of gigs. So you said you got 4 gigs this coming weekend down in Whitehall.
Yep, Whitehall, Wisconsin, just about half hour, 40 minutes south of Eau Claire. Yep, little town, very similar to Barron, Amory. You know, kind of my stomping ground type of area. And I played the bars there for a lot of years too.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, it's gonna be fun. We're playing at the auditorium in the high school and going in tomorrow morning to set up all of our massive gear and but we're gonna camp there for the weekend. We're staying in town, so it'll be fun. It'll be a long weekend, but they kind of fly by.
This weekend will be quicker than last weekend, I feel like.
Yeah, it definitely will. Yeah, so we play Friday night 7 to 9, and then Saturday afternoon 2 to 4, Saturday night 7 to 9, and then Sunday from 4 to 6. Yep.
Okay.
It's just us. That's it.
Wow.
Yep.
Getting our show dialed
and
in.
And we partnered with the FFA too. So the FFA did some of the ticketing for us, and then so we get to write a pretty good check to the FFA afterwards. So they did it as their fundraiser.
All right.
Yeah. Eddie's busting out a Martin here.
Yeah, that's Martin that we found last summer from a good friend of ours. Harold Ruslow had it, and he wanted me to help him sell it. So
you did?
So I did. I bought it from him and needed some work, and Ethan and the kids took it and had it all redone. And
Gordy Bischoff from Eau Claire took care of it, reset the neck, and did all kinds of other work to it. It's playing awesome, like a brand new guitar.
Yeah, she's... When I go up in Minnesota and play with Kenny Crone, he likes it when I bring this because I think I had a hard time getting it out of his hands the one night when he was here doing this show with us. So I'll sing one song for
you.
Here's a song that Ethan and I enjoy listening to Dale Watts. And so this is a Dale Watts song, one called Everybody Somebody in Luckenbach, Texas.
All right.
George,
you can play along.
Sure. G.
Yep. 2, 1, 2. Everybody's somebody in Luckenbach, Texas. There ain't nobody here. Everybody's somebody in Luckenbach, Texas. Sit back, kick back, have a beer. It's a special little Texas town, about big as a minute, and it's sure more special now that you are in it. Everybody's somebody in Luckenbach, Texas. There ain't nobody here. A little Texas town, about big as a minute, and it's sure more special now that you are in it. Oh, everybody's somebody in Luckenbach, Texas. There ain't nobody here. Everybody's somebody in Luckenbach, Texas. Ain't nobody here. 'Cause everybody's somebody here.
We
We forgot. Like we forgot to tell you about that key change.
That's
but
all right.
You jumped right in there.
Once again, I was watching Ethan. So. Well, that's a good one. I don't think I've ever heard that.
Yeah, he's kind of more of an independent artist from Texas. He's kind of shuns the country, main country music association, but he tours all over.
Usually when we do the show, we like to say hi to folks. There's a lot of folks that we appreciate listening out there, and so I'll say hi to a few folks and any folks that you want to say hi to. So we always say hi to Uncle Bob that used to run the Country Dam north of Highway 8, and I want to say hi to Mike and Deb down in Arizona, Edna and Forest Lake, Al and Ann, our neighbors. They always listen all the time whenever we're doing the show. The Cactus Cousins, all of our Facebook friends. Got to say hi to Jim Bjorkman out in Montana, out there by Shelby. He's always great about listening. Say hi to Part, Dugga, Skip and Lori, Dan Shulo and Andrea, all the Cribbage boys from work, the Barn boys, the guys that I play with down in Eau Claire, too, and Brian Jevning's listening. So that's enough for me.
Oh, man. Well, I didn't prepare a list. So I'm just going to say a broad thank you to everybody listening and everybody supporting our music and everybody coming to shows and buying tickets and buying CDs and T-shirts and all that stuff. Keeping us going down the road, you know?
That's great. Ethan?
Hi, Mom, if you're listening. Yeah.
She was on the list. I just missed it on the top, okay?
You're in trouble now.
No,
I saved him.
A few years back, I played the Dairy Breakfast Show, and I played that, and the bass player was, I think, Charlie used to work with you and play bass, and that was before I'd ever heard you, and I was talking to Charlie, and he says, I've been doing some shows with this kid, and he said, I don't know what it is, but he's got it, and so he was just, he said, you got to go out and hear this kid, he's just amazing, and so
Charlie's really good too.
Yeah,
he's great. He's played for a lot of years.
Yeah,
he'd spend a lot of time in like Philadelphia too, and that's when like Hall and Oates were coming out of there. So he was around that whole crew before they were Hall and Oates.
Years ago, when we used to do like Christmas parties at the Hudson House, we'd be in the back room playing for Norlake or whatever, doing this big Christmas party, and Charlie would be in the front with his tape machine, and he was one of the first guys that was able to take a guitar and get some neat background that he would set up all for himself. But yeah, Charlie's a great musician, and did a CD release party with Charlie too, with a good friend of ours, Fizz Kaiser, when he did a new CD, and Charlie played bass on that too. That was the first time I saw one of those little bass guitars, like Ethan.
U-Bass?
Yeah. I bought one from Charlie. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's crazy with all the new little toys and things that you can have.
It's so funny because people who see those on stage, they think there's no way that bass is coming from that little thing. But they put it out.
I might have to play mine at one of your shows coming up.
Yeah?
Just to fool some people.
It'd be so funny.
Yeah, it's amazing how deep of a tone you get out of something that looks like a ukulele.
I found some wound strings that work on there, too.
Oh,
so they're not just the rubber bands. They're nylon wound strings. They sound great.
The other thing I like when you took off on that one song, just you with using your looper.
Yeah.
Ethan had me. I had to do a wedding, and the guy in the wedding, he wanted me to do the song, the theme from Charlie Brown, and I thought, how am I going to do that by myself on a guitar? So I went and got just a basic one that had two tracks.
Yeah.
Like it's a TC Electronic, it's a X4 or whatever, but it's nothing like that one you got. It sounded like about 17 people playing by the time you got finishing your loop.
Yeah.
So
they're fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I've done it before at shows too, when people will come in like halfway through and they don't see me setting it up, so they're like, this guy playing to a track. This guy, he's not even playing, is he? So you got to get there on time so that you can see the whole thing.
So would you like to sing another song?
Sure,
please?
Yeah. How much time do we have left? Do we have time for one or two more? Or?
Two, but not too long.
Two? Okay. Two, okay. Yeah. Let's do, should we do Your Cheating Heart?
Whatever you want to do.
In D?
Sure.
In D. Finishing up here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Is there some to let the folks know online at all where they can get CDs or stuff?
I think the best place to go is chriscruzymusic.com or Facebook and just find Chris Cruzy on there, and there's links to everything. Everything that you need, tour schedule, merch links, links to download stuff, and yeah, all that good stuff.
That must be where my wife got these t-shirts.
Oh, must be. Those are some pretty nice looking t-shirts. I might say myself, that's the best looking t-shirt in the room.
Well, you gotta try to stay in fashion, that's what I'm thinking.
Yep.
So I did want to say a quick note, a good friend of ours that we, Ethan and I and all the Trigger Happy Boys and Greg Wheeler down in Eau Claire, his dad is in real rough shape and he's been having a hard time. So I know Greg spent a lot of time helping with him. So keep Greg and his dad in your thoughts, and just wanted to say a quick shout out to him about that. And but otherwise, it's getting for the way that to be able to get all that stuff online and stuff, and it's been just a blast to have you in here. And
I'm happy to be here. This is a blast. This is fun. I'll be back next Thursday. I'm just
kidding. With any luck at all.
I'll be back in spirit on tape. I'll be back next Thursday.
Yep. And I know with you going over the troops, are you going back over to?
Well, we've got one. We've got one in the works. It's not 100% for sure yet, but we're working on one for this summer. Yeah, it's kind of it's tough to nail those down. Military contracts are, there's a lot to them.
I bet.
So, but yeah, I've been over there. I've been over there 7 times. Ethan's been twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a blast. It's a ton of fun. It's a long trip, but it's fun.
Okay. One other quick thing from last weekend when you were in Barron, and Ethan and Zach were standing with us in the hallway, and people walked up and they said, I bet you these guys aren't used to this weather. And they thought that you had flown in Ethan and Zach from California.
Oh, really? So, that's funny. So,
I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah, but they didn't know that they're natives here.
Oh, yeah.
So, but again, thanks to everyone for listening, and thanks, Ethan, for helping us out, and thanks, Chris, for coming in. And
thanks for having me. Yeah, it's been a blast.
So make sure to get out and see him, and we'll see you soon. Thanks.
Thank you.